books with classes in session.
Oh, yeah. The Ignis is real.
598 WPEG. Teacher Tuesday, baby.
Well, you know, that teacher, he show up for class when he wants to. And he left the class yesterday.
So today's class lesson will be Halloween do's and don'ts.
I would like class participation on this.
Halloween do's and don'ts. I'm starting off with what I said earlier. Don't knock on my damn door if my light ain't on. If you come to my neighborhood and my light ain't on, don't come knocking on my door. All right? Don't you do that, because you might knock on it and you got a mask on and it might be your last knock.
Wow.
I'm just telling you.
Okay.
I'm just telling you. It was a story coming out of Columbia about 4 years ago. A guy was on the run and he forgot it was Halloween, and they knocked on his door with mask on, and the rest is history. That's all I'm saying. So if you don't see the light on, then don't knock. All right?
That's standard.
But you know, people don't abide by it, Cock. They don't abide by it. And don't come out here, you know, asking all these questions. Do you got Snicker bars? Do you got Kit Kats? Do you got Twix? Whatever is in the bucket or in the bag, that's what you get.
I would like to add a rule to this.
Go ahead, student number one.
Take one unless I tell you otherwise. You take one piece of candy unless I tell you otherwise. I don't care if I have little boxes of Nerds. They're the little ones. You take one piece of candy unless I tell you otherwise. Don't even ask me.
Not a few, not three.
No, no. It's one. I got to take care of this whole neighborhood. You take one, and I only got one bag of candy.
I got a rule, too. Parents out there that's giving away candy, no peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
We don't want your fucking peanut butter.
No tuna fish in a can.
You know what else?
What?
No apples.
No apples.
No apples. And raisins. No apples and raisins.
You can't give away raisins?
I like raisins.
California raisins in the box?
That's not bad.
Nobody want no raisins. Don't nobody want nature's candy.
And don't come out here with no half-made costume. You have ghosts. You have ghosts, half person. Now, I heard about your costumes yesterday.
Yeah, I do feel some type of way about this.
Don't you come out here with it is 2017. Don't you come out with these half-ass costumes.
I do feel some type of way about
don't
this.
Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
I am completely shocked at the way that parents buy costumes for kids, and I was never afforded. And I feel some type of way about that. I feel some type of way about Halloween.
Well, you gotta talk to your mom and dad about that. Yvonne and John.
Don't do that. First of all, that's not my mama and my daddy's name.
Your mama name.
But secondly,
I saw on Facebook
like she doesn't want to take accountability for her actions, which makes it even worse. So
and
also college students. It's over for you. Stop it. Go to the college party on campus, but don't you walk your ass through my neighborhood knocking on my door asking for candy. No. It's over for you.
You're getting the ketchup packet.
Listen.
Mustard, relish, you're getting the whole packet.
I'm going to add to that. If you're a teen, you ain't got no damn business trick-or-treating. So that means 13 and up, you don't got no business trick-or-treating. So it's for 12 and under in my neighborhood.
Really?
I don't go to Larry's house at all. Don't go to old man Larry's house.
We don't play that in our neighborhood. Why are you trick-or-treating at 13? You don't even believe in Halloween. You don't even dress up no more. You out there talking about I'm a teenager. Let me get some candy. Man, you know what I'm saying? But listen. Mm-mm. By the time I was 13, we was doing a different type of trick-or-treating, though.
That's because you were bad.
I wasn't bad. I was a teenager. We were snatching bags at 13.
And speaking of being bad.
Uh-oh.
Keep y'all's bad asses out of my neighborhood. Don't come into my neighborhood doing the stuff that Larry would do.
That was in my teenage.
Don't do that.
Adolescent life.
Don't walk on my grass.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you was a bougie, you Negro. See,
yeah, I'm bougie.
Incog takes his grass very seriously.
I got a driveway.
There it is. I agree.
I got no grass anyway. It's nothing but dirt anyway.
I'm going to come kick your pumpkins over just for that. You want to add to the Halloween do's and don'ts, 570-WPEG. Toll free to Carolina's 1-800-525-0098.
Radio moves.
That's all I need. Power 98 WPEG.
Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Kendrick Lamar, Rihanna. To Rihanna right there with that loyalty. Loyalty 42 degrees inside Charlotte, America. And of course, Teacher Tuesday, we talked about Halloween do's and don'ts. Tonight is Halloween. A lot of y'all gonna be out there trick or treating. And we done told y'all, it's some do's and don'ts. And we got some folks want to add something to it. Good morning.
Larry, what up, man?
What's
hey,
up,
man? I just want to add to y'all do's and don'ts on the Halloween thing, man. As a kid, I had a time of my life doing everything I wasn't supposed to be doing on Halloween. So I advise all kids, man, go out to your nearest grocery store, go get you some eggs, go get you some tissue. And you know what I'm saying? Just have the best time of your life, man. You'll never forget about it.
Yep. That is some terrible advice.
You're
going to get these kids hurt out here, boy.
It's actually very good advice. Go get you the eggs, go get you the toilet paper, and go to this man's house. Since he wants to encourage it, y'all go to this man's house and egg it and toilet paper.
Send us your address. Send me your location so I can send them now. Good morning.
Can I get in on the do's and don'ts of trick or treat?
Yes, ma'am.
Do not circle back and come back to my house saying that you didn't get any candy, because I just saw you. Do not come to my house with your pillowcase as your trick-or-treat bag.
Wow. Once again, I feel some type of way about
this. She must don't live near the hood or nowhere near the hood.
I used to always want to take the pillowcase when I would go trick-or-treating, and mama was like, you not taking my good pillowcases out this house.
First of all,
so
mama.
So it was always a shopping bag.
First of all, mama, this pillowcase been on this pillow for the last 20 years. Let me take this dirt ass pillowcase out here.
First of all, mama.
For a trick or treat bag.
We don't even use this pillowcase. We ain't put this linen on their bed in this house ever.
First of all, mama, you've been sweating on this pillowcase with your hair and other things. So let me take this out here and let it be a trick-or-treat bag, mama.
First of all, mama, this pillowcase is doo-doo brown. That's the color of it. It does not match anything in this house. Please, just let me take the pillowcase.
First of all, mama, this pillowcase stink anyway. You need to put it in some Tide and Gang mixed together. Some Tang.
It's terrible. She'll never let me do it.
Good morning, Madhouse. How are you guys?
What's up?
Great. I was trying to add on to this do's and don'ts. Mm-hmm. This goes for the ladies. Please do not come out here dressed half naked talking about you're a stripper.
Wait, keep the day job at night.
Wait a minute now.
Wait a minute. I ain't mad at that one. I don't know about you, Incog.
I ain't mad at that one.
You might not be mad at it. You might get a trick
out
of trick.
Didn't you just say you got to be... Mm-hmm. You can't be a teenager in trick or treat?
Well, she was talking about the adults coming out looking like
trick or treat. Look at you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was talking about the mamas.
What if she come up with some candy, want some candy from you at the door?
The mamas?
Yeah.
Paul Adier, good morning.
No leave. What happened, man? It's Carpe from the Red Road.
What up,
man? Here you go.
What
you mean, man? 13 and up came trick or treat. Man, I'm heartbroken. I love candy. I'm coming to leave. If you don't give me no candy, I'm just going to snatch the whole bowl and take off. I done gained some weight. I ain't going to make it far, but I'm going to try.
I'm going to come get my bowl back because you ain't going to make it, Carpe.
If you don't take your butt to the dollar store and go get a bag of candy.
That's what we used to do when we got older, though. We just started taking bags from little kids. That was so mean, though, now that I think about it. We used to call it trick or snatcher.
That's horrible.
It is horrible.
We'll let the kids go trick-or-treating, and they was coming back through the neighborhood. We just snatched their bags.
That's nice.
I have another one that I would like to add to the list.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Your Halloween costume is just that, a costume. It is not reality. You do not have to walk around here getting into real, like, pretending like you real life Black Panther out here.
Climbing walls.
Don't do that. It is just a costume.
Yeah.
I don't want you to see you running around here acting like what you are dressed up as.
And in the words of the great Miss Jessica, at 9 o'clock, Halloween is over. Don't you wear that damn costume to work tomorrow.
Go take it off. It's over for you.
Always keeping it real. Keep it real.
It's No Limit, Larry.